precious by fire, precious as gold, beautiful in the natural. But do you even know if we put our hearts together, we become strong. The mountains between us and destiny, we will take. Gifted in black, in harmony. Don't forget what it took to get us here. All the blood and sweat and tears. If we put our hearts together, we become strong. The mountains between us.
Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Thank you all for tuning in. A journey in music with R&B vocalist Kanya Doss on my platform today. Welcome, Kanya. Are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
All right. That track I played there, Unbreakable, on your Clear album. Is there a brief story behind that track there? I just love it.
You know what? To me, it foreshadowed everything that we're dealing with today. And you know, as words of encouragement, Myron Davis, who was the producer and the co-writer, you know, wanted to talk about something, you know, to encourage our Black youth about, you know, self-love and knowing our worth. And you know, we just came up with that song. And it's like we've been through so much. Our ancestors have been through so much, and we still rise above. And, you know, come out even stronger. And it was just weird because I'm like, this song is so relevant in these times as we speak, you know, in the present.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that song is dear to me. In addition to Myron being one of my favorite vocalists. So, you know, he was a former artist as well. So he actually, because I've always been like, we should do a duet together. That's yet to happen. But he did bless me with, you know, you can hear his BBs in the background.
Congratulations on that track. I love it. Hopefully everybody
Thank
can
you.
Feel us both the understanding of that song, Unbreakable. Where are you calling from, Kanya Doss?
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
All right now, Cleveland, Ohio fans out there, phone lines are open, 657-383-0771. Call in and give Kanya a shout out. Tell us all about your music journey, Kanya, briefly. Whom and what inspired you from the beginning when you started singing and songwriting?
Well, you know, just coming from a musical family, like I've had exposure to a variety of genres of music. You know, I had cousins that would sing in church. They had quartet music. So, you know, when they would be at home practicing, I was so amazed by the harmonies and the movements. And, you know, of course, my family, we would have get-togethers, and back then they had records. Some people don't even know what those are.
Yeah.
The 45, and, you know, they'd have all the songs, and, you know, we just get together and sing. Everybody was a singer. You know, let us tell it. And, they always had me sing a song by Natalie Cole, I Got Love on My Mind, and that was just my staple song, you know, every gathering, and I thought I was jamming, but, so, you know, so that was how I got started. But then, you know, my mom always made sure I had like a keyboard or organ, and I would sing and mimic the notes, you know, and then try to do Michael Jackson runs and Stevie Wonder, you know, like, well, I can mimic that, you know, I must have something. So that's how it started.
Okay.
It's
all
been
right.
quite a
thank
journey.
Well, thank you for that. Wow. Awesome memories. So we're going to get into the new track, Not Trading You. What inspired you to do this track? Is there a brief story behind this track?
Look, I got a story about every track. Let me tell it. Rodney Jones, he's out of Flint, Michigan, also known as Art of Artez, had a track. And, you know, I loved the track. And then I was kind of vibing to it and kept on saying, you know, the melody and Not Trading You. That was sticking out, like unconditional love. And then Myron Davis, once again, who's another amazing producer, came on board too. I'm like, you know, I need your vibe added to this too. So we just started working on it. And then, you know, he brought a huge component of it from the lyrical aspect to it. And then I was able to, we put it all together, and that's how we had it. It just had that feel. It was just instantly easy to write to, and just a feel good song. And, you know, I think it can, it has a multitude of meanings. It could be someone you love, not necessarily romantically. It's just, you know, it's unconditional. No matter what it is, I'm not trading you. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Right. And here is Kanya Doss, Not Trading You. Be right back.
Look at you, look at us. So much in common, so much we've been building on. More than we were even conscious of when we first met. It's only natural. Sometimes we beat us, sometimes we contradict. Nothing we can fix if we don't forget, if we don't forget. Cause it's complicated and at times irritating. Never mind, we're dedicated to whatever we gon' make it through. Never gon' stop loving you and the way that you love me too. I'm not trading you. I ain't trading you, babe. I ain't trading you for nothing, no. Something that I said, well, it's something that I did to you to cause this friction. Wasn't my intention, but now I'm on a mission. Listen, life's too short and we only get one, so every single day live it like it's golden. Live it like it's golden. See, all we got in this world is love, baby, you're what I want.
Trading You. Kanya, where can anyone purchase this single at online?
And all the outlets such as CD Baby, Spotify, iTunes, it's on Apple Music, all those particular outlets. Yeah, that's it.
All right.
That I can think
thank
of.
Thank you. Thank you for that information. So, can you mention and tell your website information and your social media information, please?
Sure. My website is kanyadoss.com, and you can reach me on Facebook under Kanya Doss or Kanya Doss Fans. I'm on Twitter under Kanya D, and Instagram is Kanya Doss.
All right. Y'all hear that now? All right, and thank you. So is there any future music projects to come you want to mention to let us know about?
Yes. It's, you know, in the midst of this whole COVID, I guess there are some beautiful things that come up, because it got real discouraging, just all the things, you know, that were coming up. It was like a barrage of just stuff that was happening that was very dreary that, you know, could bring your spirits down. So I was just blessed to be able to, you know, it was just divine intervention that these producers will, you know, reach out to me, how I want to collab. Actually, one young man, his name is Oscar Stettler out of London. We're doing an EP that's going to be coming out soon, and we've been working on it during this time. A young man also from Cleveland, Ohio, Brian Golden, we were able to collaborate. I just was featured on his single, and then I'm working on a track that he's written. You know, Mickey Miller and I have been talking, you know, we're working on something, Eric Robeson and myself. So it's been a blessing. So it's definitely been uplifting during these times. So but the biggest thing that I'm working on, is my own project too, which some of those people I mentioned will be featured, is my album will be, it's called Through Rose Colored Glasses, and that's my project. So I'm very excited. Yeah.
All right. And thank you for that information. Wow. So, will you be doing any future online events?
It's come up, but I'm just trying to make sure that it comes, you know, that it resonates like I want it to sound wise. So it's definitely something that's, you know, has been discussed. I just have to make sure I'm comfortable, because I know I enjoy others, but I want to make sure they enjoy me. That is right.
Yes. And I, too, I'm working on doing online events myself. I'm the hidden face behind the voice, and a lot of people wants to see me. And so I'm setting up a studio, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to be doing online events on every radio show that I do, just to let my fans know that. So what is the ultimate desire, Kanya Doss? What you wish your fans to get out of this new single, Not Trading You?
Pretty much that in spite of what we go through, whether it was with our husbands, wives, loved ones, family members, that, you know, is love is unconditional. So it shouldn't matter. And, you know, you take the good with the bad. It means I'm not trading you. I'll take everything, all the flaws and all, the good, the bad, the in-between. And that's what I would like them just, you know, to weigh things out and really focus on what's really important.
Yes, and thank you for that. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. You are a mentor for teen girls, tutors, and you're a philanthropist for breast cancer, HIV, AIDS, and mental health awareness. Are you still busy in that organization?
Not as busy, no. And I have been, you know, part of a lot of other events, more on the education side that I had an honor to work on. I just had training in the program called Change Maker, so I'm still looking into ways, but to incorporate the students that I'll work with directly into how, you know, they can better their community and generate, you know, ideas that we actually can put into fruition in the society. So I think that's going to be amazing. But hopefully when all of this COVID stuff subsides, I can get back into the mentoring with the teens, because that's what I love to do. And, I teach too. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but at a performing arts school. So that's the best place, because there's so many musicians and people in the other arts who are always, you know, asking me. And I'm like, what better place, you know, after school hours to do is to mentor here. So, you know, I just hope I can make it come to fruition. If not, we got to get creative online. We're remote.
Right.
Yeah.
During these dark times, we really got to start using our brains like scrambled eggs, because we got to be creative, get creative. We got to get it to the punch. And it's wrecking a lot of people's brains. But you feel good after you create something that just came off the top of your head, you know. And I think that's awesome.
Definitely have to be creative and innovative. Because we have no other choice now, you know.
yeah, no choice. You are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your music career. Go right ahead, Miss Doss.
Wow, well, it's so many, but I don't want people being mad at me. But I'll start off with Myron Ruffin. He's awesome. You know, he's been working with me since the beginning. Just a wonderful individual, very, you know, smart and just humble, and it will tell you straight without chasers. Those are the kind of people you want around you. The producers that I'm working with, Myron Davis, Rodney Jones, and just a shout out to all the independent artists and artists who are not independent that's just, you know, carrying the torch for soul music and just keeping our music going. And then all my supporters out there across the world, I just really appreciate it. They're emails or you know, little messages is just amazing, and it keeps me motivated. You know, just days that I don't feel like being so motivated, they definitely bring a ray of sunshine. So I'm grateful for that.
Well, let's give everybody a hand if they will. Now we're coming to a close to the show. Any words of encouragement you would like to give during these dark times we're dealing with, Ms. Kanya Doss?
Wow, this is, you know, a lot of growth, time to grow for so many, including myself, just to, you know, reflect and kind of become in tune with yourself and whatever your spirituality is, and just stay humble and continue to surround yourself. And this is something I say all the time. Continue to surround yourself with positive energy, positive people, who have shared the same vision and want to see you win. You know, that's extremely important. And if someone tells you anything different than what your vision is, then that might not be the best fit for you.
Yeah, Well, thank you for those words of encouragement. I would like to spend what I do. I'd like to know, what year did that track come out? And if there's a brief story behind that one.
Uh-oh. You might have me on this one. I think it came out. Oh, my God. Let me think.
Was it,
I believe it came out. It was way before that. Because
okay.
My niece was little, and she's 18 now. So I want to say 20. Ooh, I might be. Maybe 2007 or 2008.
Oh, wow.
I might be wrong. But yeah, okay. It came from my project called Steel. And at the time, I didn't have a child, and I was just watching my niece and my sister interact with each other. I'm like, wow, that's when she was little until she became a teenager. No, I'm just joking. It was just like watching how they interact. It was just that unconditional love. And when I wrote that song, I had that in mind, but then I was looking at other scenarios, you know, of people who are, like, taking care of their families. They'll go through brick walls to make sure that their family is okay. So it was just, but that's what spearheaded me to write that, and it took, like, no time to write that song.
Okay. And I also love your Clear album that came out, in 2018, 2019, right?
Yes. Look, at least I know that. It was on the cusp of 2018, 2019.
Okay. And I would like to play another track off of that album called Falling, Don't Rescue Me. What is the story behind that track?
I had told Rodney, the producer, Art of Artez, I'm like, I want something with that soulful, old, you know, kind of vibe.
Yeah.
That, you know, with the duet.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's like, I got the perfect song. So he came up with the melody and everything, and I was like, I think I hear a duet. And I had to, you know, submit it to some other people, and they loved the song, but their schedules, I will not name them. I won't put anybody on the spot, but, you know, their schedules just wouldn't allow. So I had the perfect gentleman, believe it or not, he's in a rock band, John Bryant. And I'm like, John, I need you to come in and bless this track with, this duet. And after I wrote it, he came in and, I wrote his part, and he just knocked it out the park. And that's how it came to fruition.
Well, thank you for that information. So we're coming to an end of our showcase. I'm glad you found the time to participate, to come on my platform, and you're welcome to come back with your new music projects. Kanya Doss, everybody. And you have a blessed evening, Kanya. Keep in touch,
too.
And I will keep following you. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I have a treat after I get done playing two tracks of Kanya Doss. And this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Stay tuned, everyone. Here is What I Do by Kanya Doss.
Not here to share, and I Thank you.
night, everyone. This is Lady Diva getting ready to sign out of the showcase that was Falling Don't by Kanya Doss. I will be signing out the last song on this show by The Whispers. They have a new single called How Long. They will be on my show, actually, August 28th. Feel free to follow me on all social media, Facebook, IG, and Twitter, for the upcoming show with The Whispers. Here is their new single, How Long. And thank you all for tuning in, and thank you all for your support. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady.
It's time for change.
Today.